The following is a lecture on the appearance of Lord Nisimhadev, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 1st, 2007, in Riga, Latvia.
So we were all young 20-year-old American kids. And fasting till midnight, that was pretty heavy-duty stuff for us. So we had the midnight arti in the temple room. Prabhupada was sitting there on the Vyasasam. Many devotees were outside the temple room with their cup of breakfast in their hand, just readied. So when the arti came to the end, we're thinking, okay, now it's time for the feast. And Prabhupada said, okay, now we will read Krishna book. So he had some of the sannyasis, they were reading out loud, and Prabhupada was sitting and just relishing the nectar of Krishna's pastimes. The devotees were falling asleep or meditating on when will this be over so I can take some prasadam. So finally, we finished the chapter. And the devotees are thinking, okay, now we finished the chapter, now we can take prasadam. And Prabhupada said, all right, next chapter. So another chapter went by. We were here. Prabhupada, you know, again, the sannyasis were, their dandas were going like this. And finally, the second chapter ended, and everyone's thinking, okay, now surely we'll take prasadam. And Prabhupada said, next chapter. So finally, after three chapters of the Krishna book, it must have been 1:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning by then. Prabhupada said, I think you're getting impatient. So he brought the reading to an end. Srila Prabhupada was not getting impatient, you see. He could have sat there all night and just continued to hear more and more and more Krishna Katha. Because Prabhupada's happiness was based on his connection with Krishna. It did not have any connection with his material senses. So today we are celebrating the most wonderful auspicious day. Nrisimha Chaturdashi. The transcendental appearance day of Lord Nrisimha Dev. Why did Lord Nrisimha Dev appear? Do you know why he came? And that is described in Bhagavad Gita. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam. Krishna says that I come to give protection to my devotees. I come to give protection to my devotees. Paritranaya sadhunam. And what is the other thing? Vinashaya chaduskritam. I come to annihilate the demons. I come to wipe out the Hiranyakasipus of this world.
Es nācu, lai aizslaucītu no šīs pasaules hiraņas, ka šī pūt.
So this boy, Prahlad,
un tā, šis puisēns, Prahlāds,
he was great, great devotee of Krishna.
Viņš bija liels, liels kunga kalps.
Just by hearing the words of Narada Muni, while he was within his mother's womb, he became a great devotee.
Tajā laikā, kad viņš vēl atradās vēl mātē iekšā, tad viņš dzirdēja Narada Muni vārdus.
Even though he was born into a family of demons,
un, lai gan viņš piedzīva dēmonu ģimene,
he was a great devotee.
Viņš bija liels bhakta.
So, when he was attending the school with the classmates, the father, he had him being trained. You may know that Shukracharya, that seminal guru, he had two sons, Chanda and Amarka. So these Shukracharya's two sons, Chanda and Amarka,
Amarka,
they were given the responsibility to train the boy Prahlad.
Un viņiem tika uzticēta atbildība apmācīt šo te puisēnu Prahlādu.
How to be a first-class demon.
Kā kļūt par visaugstākā līmeņa demonu.
But the training program didn't go very well.
Un šī apmācības programma neveicās pārāk labi.
Because the boy Prahlāda was determined Vaishnava.
Tāpēc, ka šis puisēns Prahlāda bija ļoti mērķtiecīgs Vaishnavs.
In fact, during the lunch hour at the school,
un patiesībā, tad, kad bija pusdienas laiks skolā,
he would ask his classmates to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Pusdienas laikā viņš aicināja savus klases biedrus skandēt Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
So you know how it is with little children.
Jūs zināt, kā tas ir ar mazu bērnu.
They are very cute.
Viņi tā ļoti jauki.
And they say words that are very sweet.
Un viņi saka vārdus ļoti jauki.
So the father, Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to enjoy some nice affectionate words with his darling little son.
Un viņa tēvs, Hiranyakashipu, vēlējās baudīt, kā tad viņam jaukais dēliņš skandē kāds vārds, saka kāds vārds.
He said, my dear boy,
viņš teica, man mīļo,
what is the best thing you learned at school?
Kas ir tā labākā lieta, ko tu skolā iemācījies?
So, the boy addressed him as a Suryavarya, the best of the demons. He didn't call him father, he said the best of the demons.
Un puisēns dēls uzrunāja savu tēvu, ka kā labāko, viņš uzvēja, ak labākais no dēmoniem. Viņš neuzrunāja viņu par tēvu.
And what was the best thing he had learned? Shavanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Ooh, that completely devastated his father. Hearing and chanting about
Vishnu.
You see, the brother of Hiranyakashipu, his name was Hiranyaksha. And he had been killed by an incarnation of Vishnu, Varaha Avatar. So this Hiranyakashipu, he was very, very completely, totally inimical toward Vishnu. This was an unthinkable offense that his own son would say to worship Vishnu.
Tas bija vienkārši neiedomājams apvainojums, ka viņa paša dēls saka, ka viņš kalpo Vishnu.
Kill the rascal. Immediately kill him. He didn't care if he was a son. Just kill the rascal.
Momentā bija doma nodalināt šo nelietu. Nav svarīgi, ka tas ir mans dēls. Nodalināt.
No thought of fatherly affection. Just kill this demon. Actually, he didn't say demon, but he was... The word devotee was... Like we say a demon for the father... Devotee is like a demon, you see. Oh, he's a devotee, kill him.
Tāpat kā mēs attiecamies pret demoniem, tā šajā gadījumā
The problem, there was one problem though. The problem was paritranaya saduna. Krishna protects the sadhus. He tried so many ways to kill that little boy. He threw him off the cliff. And Krishna caught him. He put him into boiling water, and he wasn't hurt by the boiling water. The father gave him deadly poison. But what does a devotee do before he takes food? He offers it to Krishna. So he offered that poison food to Krishna, and Krishna neutralized the poison. Actually, the father started to get very scared. What sort of mystic power does this boy have? He became very, very afraid. And finally he said, "Where do you get your power, Prahlad?" "I get it from the same place you do, Father, from God." God! That word made him boil with anger. God! "Where is your God?" He wanted to kill him. "Where is your God?" "He's everywhere, Father." He looked over at the pillar. "Is he in that pillar?" "Yes, Father. He's everywhere. He's in the pillar." He rushed with a crashing blow that resounded throughout the entire universe. He smashed that column with his sword. And you know what happened? Prahlad's words were confirmed. God indeed was in that pillar in a very fearsome form. And he came bursting out of that pillar. And he grabbed that wasp, Hiranyakashipu, and placed him on his lap. Hiranyakashipu thought he was immortal. He was really in for a surprise. He had gone through all those penances and austerities to become deathless. He stood on his tiptoes for 120 celestial years. The years of the demigods. If we try to stand on our tiptoes for 120 minutes, we can't handle it. But he stood on his tiptoes for 120 years just to get power. He had been standing there so long, the ants came and they built an anthill all around him. They ate his flesh. They ate up all his blood. They ate all his veins. They ate all of his internal organs. The only thing left was the skeleton. But that Hiranyakashipu was so intense in his mystic meditation that he was able to maintain his life air even within the skeleton. And he was creating a great disturbance throughout the entire universe.
tas radīja vislielāko satraukumu visā visumā.
So Brahma had to come to try to see what's going on here. Why is there so much disturbance in the universe?
Un Brahma bija spiests iejaukties tik skaidrībā, kāpēc tik visums ir tik satraukts.
So when Brahmaji came, he said, he was restored, his body was restored. He said, I want that you give me immortality.
Un tad, kad atnāca Brahmaji, Brahma atnāca, tad ir vienkārši fūt ķermenis tika atdots atpakaļ, bet viņš vēlējās nemirstību.
So Brahmaji said, how can I possibly give you immortality?
Un Brahma teica, kā gan es tev varu vispār iedot nemirstību?
I myself am a mortal being, how can I give you immortality?
Es pats esmu mirstīga būtne, kā es tev varu iedot nemirstību?
So Hiranyakashipu thought he would outsmart Lord Brahma. He said, all right, you just simply grant me these boons. That I won't die on the inside or the outside. I won't die indoors or outdoors. I won't die on the land or the sea or the air. That I will not be killed in the day or the night. I won't be killed by any man or by any beast or by any weapon. And this way he gave so many conditions. And every time Brahmaji said, yes, granted, I grant you that boon. So then Hiranyakashipu became very, very excited. He thought he had covered all the possibilities. He said, now I am immortal. And he terrorized the whole universe. We sometimes think this Osama bin Laden is a formidable terrorist. But he is nothing compared to Hiranyakashipu. Just by the mere raising of his eyelids, the demigods were struck with fear. So in this way, he got a big surprise when Hiranyakashipu came bursting out of that pillar. He got the surprise of his life. Krishna was so expert that he didn't mess with any of Brahmaji's boons.
Un Krishna bija tik meistarīgs, ka viņš nepārkāpa nevienu no Brahmas svētībām.
He kept every single boon of Brahmaji perfectly intact.
Un viņš darbojās saskaņā ar visām Brahmas dotajām svētībām.
He wasn't killed indoors or outdoors.
Viņš netika nogalināts.
Where was he killed?
Telpā, neārpus telpas.
Right there in the doorway. You see? In the doorway. He had been granted a boon that he wouldn't be killed in the day or the night. So he was killed just at dusk, just as the sun was in between day and night. He had been granted a boon he would not be killed by any man or by any beast. So now he found himself in the lap of a half man, half lion. He was granted the boon that he would not be killed by any weapon. And within a second, he was to feel the sharp nails of Lord Nrisimhadev ripping into his gut. Lord is very beautiful. When we decorate the deity with a garland of flowers, he is very beautiful.
Kungs ir brīnišķīgs, tad mēs ietēpjam ar šajos tērpos un ziedvītnēs, viņš ir tik brīnišķīgs.
But just try imagine a lure that's beautiful by being decorated with a garland of intestines.
Bet iedomājieties, kungs, cik tad viņš ir brīnišķīgs, kad viņam ir vītnes no zarnām.
That is the amazing splendor of Aranyakashipu. Of Nrisimhadev. Amazing splendor of Lord Nrisimhadev. What word are you looking for?
Splendor.
Splendor means beauty. His amazing quality was that Lord Nrisimhadev was beautified by the blood and guts of Hiranyakashipu. So the demigods came and they were trying to pacify Hiranyakashipu, the
Nrisimhadeva.
He was in a state of great anger that his devotee was being harassed by a demon. He was raging in an anger which could completely annihilate the whole universe. So the demigods tried in so many ways to cool him down. They could not cool down Lord Nrisimhadev. So finally they sent a little boy, Prahlad. With a garland. So normally, if someone kills your father, what will you think? Will you like that very much if someone kills your father? But just see, in this pastime, the father killer is there, and the son is there, and he is saying, my dear father killer here, please take this garland. So these are the amazing pastimes on the appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev. This battle is always going on between the atheists and the theists. The atheists want to see that religion shall become completely destroyed. They refuse to acknowledge the existence of God. The devotees of the Lord, they see the Lord at every minute.
Bet kunga baktas, viņi redz Dievu katru minūti.
Premanjana charito bhakti valochanena sandaksa daiva hridayeshu valokayanti yang shama sundaram achyant yogana swarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Because the devotee's eyes are anointed with the salve of love of God.
Tāpēc, ka baktas acis ir slacītas ar mīlestības pret Dievu nektāru.
They are always seeing the Lord within and the Lord without.
Viņi redz Dievu vienmēr kā iekšā, tā ārpus sevis.
Bahirna singo, hridayena singa. They are always seeing the Nrisimha on the outside and the Nrisimha on the inside.
Viņi vienmēr redz Nrisimhu kā sevi, tā ārpus sevis.
But the atheist class of men, those who are in the Hiranyakashipu Sampradaya, they want to deny God. But they will also see God. Everyone sees God. just as Hiranyakashipu saw Lord at death. The tiny Hiranyakashipus, they will also meet God. Because Krishna says, Mrityu sarva harash chaham. I am all devouring death. So, which sampradaya do you want to be a member of? Everyone can choose their sampradaya. Do you want to be in the Prahlad sampradaya? Or do you want to be in the Hiranyakashipu sampradaya? If you are in the Prahlad sampradaya, you will gradually come to the point where you can see God at every minute. And if you are in that rascal Hiranyakashipu sampradaya, you will see God as death. Just as he ripped out the intestines of that Hiranyakashipu, he will rip away all of your material attachments within a minute. Your car, your bank balance, your guitar, your apartment, your family members, your college degree, everything ripped away in 1 second. So that's the reward for being in the Hiranyakashipu Sampradaya. In this Krishna consciousness movement, we are inviting everyone to join the Prahlad Sampradaya. Because in that sampradaya, you will revive your eternal deathless nature. You will realize the actual nature of the self. Satchirananda vigraha. Eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. In the Hiranyakashipu Sampradaya, you will realize Asat, Achit, Nirananda. Temporality, illusion, and misery. Therefore, we recommend that you join this sampradaya of Prahlad. That Prabhupada is teaching us how to do that. If we do so, then Lord Nrisimhadeva will protect us just as he protected Prahlad.
Un ja mēs tā darīsim, tad kungs Nrisimha mūs pasargās tieši tāpat, kā viņš pasargāja Prahlādu.
Just as Prahlad was being attacked by so many demons under the direction of Hiranyakashipu,
un tāpat kā Prahlādam viņam uzbruk dažādi dēmoni, ko Hiranyakashipu vadīja,
we are also being attacked by demons.
Mums tāpat uzbruk dēmoni.
Kāma, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. Lust, anger, greed.
Iekāre, naids,
greed.
Skopums.
Illusion, madness, and envy.
Ilūzija, vaiprāts un skaudība.
Prabhupāda introduced this wonderful mantra that you were chanting before I came down. Namaste Narasingaya Prahlada Ladadayani Hiranyakashipur Vakshaha Shilatam ka nakala ito nasinga padato nasingo yato yato yami tato nasinga bahir nasingo hridaye nasingo nasinga madin sharanam prapaje. So, Prabhupada has elaborated on four particular words from this mantra. He has elaborated or explained in detail four specific words out of this mantra. Those words are Bahir Nasingo Hridaye Nasinga. Bahir Nasingo Hridaye Nasinga. The literal meaning is outside Nasinga, inside Nasinga.
Un literārā nozīme šiem vārdiem ir iekšā tevī, nevis imha, un ārpus tevis, nevis imha.
But there is a deep inner meaning to these four words.
Bet ir arī cita, dziļāka nozīme šiem četriem vārdiem.
Prabhupāda is given.
Prabhupāda tos deva.
In this way. May Lord Śrīngadeva dwell within my heart, killing all of my bad propensities.
Lai kungs nevis imha atrodas manā sirdī un aizvās no tās visus šķēršļus.
So my heart can become completely clean.
Lai mana sirds tādā veidā kļūst pilnīgi tīra.
And that I can bring peace to the entire world.
Un lai es varu atnest mieru visai pasaulē.
So this is the desire of the devotee.
Un tāda ir bhaktas vēlēšanās.
He wants to fully establish Krishna consciousness within his own heart.
Viņš vēlas savā, iemiesot savā sirdī.
Hridaye nasinga. And he wants to fully establish Krishna consciousness in the external world.
Un viņš vēlas arī iemiesot Krishna apziņu visā ārējā pasaulē.
Bahir nasinga. So, to the extent that we establish Hridaye nasinga.
Un tajā mērā, cik lielā mērā mēs to iedibināsim.
To that extent, we can establish Bahir nasinga.
Un tātad, līdz tādai pakāpē mēs varēsim arī to otru daļu realizēt.
In other words, the more that we personally become advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Citiem vārdiem, cik tālu mēs paši kļūsim attīstīt Krishna apziņā.
To that extent, we will be empowered to advance the Krishna consciousness movement. So my question is this. How much does Srila Prabhupada want us to advance the Krishna conscious movement? How many followers does he want us to have?
Cik daudz sekotājus viņš vēlas, lai viņam būtu?
Are we supposed to cap it at a certain number?
Vai mums ir jātiecās pēc kāda noteikta skaita?
Or are we supposed to make the whole world Krishna conscious?
Vai arī mēs esam domā tam, lai visu pasauli padarītu Krishna apziņā?
Prabhupada wants that we should make the whole world Krishna conscious. He wants us to advance this movement unlimitedly. Even he mentions spreading it to other planets. So if we are going to make the Krishna conscious movement a universal success,
lai mēs nodrošinātu šai Krishnas apziņas kustībai visuma panākumu.
And if our advancement of the Krishna consciousness movement depends upon our own personal advancement,
un tā pašā laikā, lai Krishnas apziņas kustība ietekmētu mūsu katru personīgo attīstību,
then how much should we personally advance ourselves in Krishna consciousness?
Tad cik lielā mērā mums pašiem ir jāattīstās Krishnas apziņā?
That's the question.
Tāds ir jautājums.
The answer is we have to become completely pure. We must come off of the platform of Namaparad and come to the platform of Namabhas And then we must come to the platform, Shuddha Nam.
Un tad mums ir jānonāk Shuddha Nam līmenī.
Completely pure devotees of the Lord.
Pilnīgi tīrs kunga kalps.
This is the purport of Bahirna Singha, Hridayena Singha.
Un tāds tad ir secinājums tāds sāls visam šim te komentāram.
So, on our own, what ability we have?
Un kāds mums pašiem, kāds gan mums ir spējas pašiem?
We are helpless.
Mēs esam bezspēcīgi.
Therefore, we must beg the mercy of Guru and Krishna to help us to become pure devotees.
Tāpēc mums ir jālūdz savu Guru Krishna žēlstību, lai kļūtu par tīriem bhaktām.
So that we can carry forward this Krishna consciousness movement, which was so expertly taught to us by Bhakta Prahlad.
Un lai mēs varētu tālāk, nesat tālāk šo te Krishna apziņas kustību, ko mums tik brīnišķīgi mācījis Bhakta Prahlāds.
Bhakta Prahlāda is the one who has given us the 9 types of bhakti.
Un Bhakta Prahlāds bija tas, kurš deva mums šos 9 bhakti beidus.
Beginning with hearing and chanting.
Kas sāks ar klausīšanos un atkārtošanu.
So we must show Prahlad Maharaj how much we appreciate the mercy he has given us.
Mums ir jāparāda, cik lielā mērā mēs novērtējam to žēlastību, ko viņš mums ir devis.
By taking very, very seriously this process of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu.
Ļoti nopietni pieņemot šo te procesu Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu.
Hearing and chanting about Krishna or Vishnu.
Klausīties un atkārtot par Vishnu.
So if we become the first class followers of Prahlad,
un lai mēs kļūtu par visaugstākā līmeņa Prahlāda sekotājiem,
what will be the result?
Kāds būs rezultāts?
Lord Nrisimhadeva will manifest.
Tad kungs Nrisimha parādīsies.
He will always be there to protect us.
Viņš vienmēr būs šeit, lai aizsargātu mūs.
From the enemies within,
no ienaidniekiem mūsos iekšā,
and from the enemies without,
arī no ienaidniekiem ārpus mums.
There are many cases where devotees have seen how Lord Nrisimhadeva gave protection.
Ir daudz dažādu gadījumu, kad bhaktis ir redzējuši, kā kungs Nrisimha aizsargā bhaktis.
I had one personal experience in this connection.
Man bija pašam viens pieredze.
It was at our Miami temple way back in about 1972 or 73.
1972. Vai 3. Gadā Miami templis notika.
And we were all sitting around taking milk prasadam.
Un mēs visi sēdējām un prasadam.
And all of a sudden, 2 armed bandits showed up at the temple with guns.
Un pēkšņi 2 bruņoti bandīti parādījās templī ar ieročiem.
They had captured one brahmacharini and they had the gun at her head.
Viņi sagrāba vienu brahmacharini un pielika ieroci viņai pie galvas.
It wasn't the typical peaceful night at milk prasadam. Wasn't a typical peaceful night for taking hot milk.
Un tā nebija tāda vienkārši mierīga nakts, lai baudītu pienu vakarā.
So I thought what to do.
Un es domāju, ko lai dara.
They said, all right, everybody get on the floor. They ordered us to all get down on the floor. And so I didn't get down on the floor. I thought, well, let me yell out the name of Lord
Nrisimhadeva.
So that's a pretty powerful thing to yell out to a demon like that. When you yell the name of Lord Nrisimhadeva, it kind of bewilders them. They don't know what's going on.
Jo tam vajadzēja būt diezgan spēcīgam ierosim, kad šādu bandītu priekšā pēkšņi sāk saukt kunga vārdu.
Up until that moment, the demons thought they were in control.
Un no tajā brīdī, visam brīdīm viņi kontrolēja situāciju.
But as soon as I chanted Lord Nrisimhadeva's name, things got messed up for them. Their whole plan was thwarted.
Un bet tikko tajā brīdī, kā es sāku saukt kunga Nrisimha, tā viss viņu plāns sajūk.
After I yelled out the name of Lord Nrisimhadeva, the temple president came out of the office. He was surprised. He didn't know there was an armed robbery going on in the prasadam room. So he took one look at the thieves and their weapons, and he walked back into the treasury. And actually the temple treasurer was sitting there at the desk, and they had a gun inside the drawer. So he told the temple treasurer in very clear, loud English, he said, "Get the gun and shoot the bastards." Actually, one of the demons had run into the behind the temple president, took the butt of his gun and smashed him on the head, and there was blood coming out of Abhiram Prabhu's head. But in a cool state of mind, even though he was bleeding from the head, he said, "Get the gun and shoot the bastards." So that's all it took. As soon as they heard, "Get the gun and shoot the bastards," they ran the opposite direction as fast as they could. And actually, the temple treasurer, in those days, when the temple president said to do something, you did it. So the temple treasurer, he took the gun, he ran to the door, and he aimed at him, and he pulled the trigger. As they were running out the door, he took a shot at him with the gun. But he wasn't a very good shot. It hit the wall instead of the bandit. But I really felt good because I didn't get. They ordered me to get on the floor, those rascals. I refused to get on the floor. I just said, "Nishringa Dev," loud as I could. Of course, they pointed the gun at me. But you know, I wasn't afraid. Because I was taking shelter of Lord Nisringa Dev. And as soon as, even though the gun was pointed at me, immediately I was saved, because that's when the temple president came out of the office. Actually, no devotees were hurt. And they didn't even get one penny. So I always remembered how I took shelter of Lord Nisringadev that night. And I always know that if we just really take shelter of Lord Nisringadev when there's danger, he will find a way to protect us. Therefore, we should always sing the Nisringa prayers with great love and devotion. Even though Lord Nisringa Dev appears so fierce and heavy, he has a very, very soft heart for his devotees. And he always protects those who take shelter of him. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Tad vai kāds tajā brīdī, kad tas viss notika, un visi redzēja to šo formu, ieskaitot arī padievus un kas tur visi bija, vai kāds bija šo formu redzējis agrāk iepriekš?
When it everything happened, there were demigods and so. The question is, has ever seen that form of Narasimha Dev before?
Has that form appeared before?
Yeah.
That I cannot say. I don't know.
Es nevaru atbildēt, es nezinu.
It could have been a custom incarnation just for Prahlad, but I'm not sure.
Tā varētu būt, ka tā bija speciāla tāda inkarnācija, speciāla par Prahladu, bet es nezinu.
Krishna can take any form just to suitably protect his devotee.
Kungs var pieņemt jebkuru formu, lai tik varētu aizsargāt savu paktu.
So he could have manifested that form for the very first time in that pastime.
Un varētu būt tā, ka šajā gadījumā viņš pirmo reizi izpauda šo formu, savu spēli.
That's how much love he has for his devotees. He could have done that.
Tas ir tik daudz mīlestības viņam pret saviem baktiem, jā, baktām.
But that I don't know.
Bet es to nezinu.
Whether it was shown before or not.
Vai šī forma tiek jau kādreiz vēl izpausta.
Any other questions?
You said that if we increase our quality of devotional service, then we get empowered to increase the quantity also in terms of other devotees.
That's correct.
But is the opposite true, that if we collect so many followers, will our qualification increase? Tad jautājums, jūs teicāt, ka ja mūsu kvalifikācija pieaug mūsu kalpošanas kvalitāti, tad mēs varēsim piesaistīt daudz citus cilvēkus, bet vai ir pareizi arī pretējais, ka piesaistot daudzus cilvēkus uzlabosies mūsu kalpošanas kvalitāte?
The answer is yes and no.
Atbilde ir jā un nē.
The fact is that Prabhupada did want a quantitative distribution of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada did order us to make a quantitative distribution of Krishna consciousness.
Prabhupada mums deva norādīja izplatīt un vairot sekotāju skaitu.
He wanted us to flood this planet with his books.
Viņš vēlēja, lai mēs vēlējam norādīja mums, lai mēs pārmudinātu planetu.
And make so many, many, many devotees, that's a thing.
Un lai būtu pēc iespējas ļoti daudz bhaktas.
So by that activity of pushing forward the movement,
un tāds ar šo aktivitāti, virzot šo kustību,
one, if one does it with great sincerity, without a desire for profit, adoration and distinction,
ja to dara cilvēks ar pareizu attieksmi, nevēloties
that mere act of pushing forward the movement will also establish Krishna consciousness within the heart of the devotee.
Jā, un šāda pareiza attieksme arī tad veidos viņā pareizu veidos pareizas kvalitātes.
This is why Lord Chaitanya has ordered, whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna.
Un kungs Chaitanya arī teica, lai ko jūs arī nesatiktu.
So, that Sankirtan Yagya, that purifies our heart more than anything. But we simply have to be careful to do it in the proper spirit, in the mood of service. Not with a motive for profit, adoration and distinction.
Nevis vēloties kā pēļņu slāvu atzīšanu.
And then, in that mood of pure service, yes, the more you push forward the movement, you will naturally push it forward in your own heart also.
Jā, un šādā prāta, tīrā kalpošanas stāvoklī, jā, jūs varēsiet izdarīt abus.
It works both ways.
Tas darbojās apusē.
If one is sincerely trying to serve the order of his spiritual master with love,
ja kāds cenšas izpildīt savu skolotāju norādījumus ar mīlestību,
the more he purifies his heart, the more he'll be empowered to preach.
Jo vairāk viņš atcer savu sirdi, jo vairāk viņam ir varenība sludināt.
And the more he preaches, the more he'll become purified in heart.
Un jo vairāk viņš sludina, jo vairāk viņš atcer savu sirdi.
The key is sincerity.
Tas atslēgas vārds ir patiesīgums.
Any other questions?
Это же не тот же вопрос, который был уже. Он не видел, ты мог раньше видеть вот этот фильм. Он не знает, о чем вообще речь.
Šodien bija filma, kurā mēs redzējām dažādas kungudnieka simka formas, un jautājums ir, vai šīs formas bija parādījās pēc kungudnieka simka atmākšanas, vai tās jau bija pirms.
Today we saw a DVD and different forms of Lord Mishinga were shown. The question is, where these forms were known or appeared before Lord,
I was already asked that question. I said, I don't know. There's another hand I saw somewhere. Yes.
Nesen mums bija lekcija, un tur tika teikts, ka šī te lūkšana kungam, mēs informēsot vienu no vecākiem. Jautājums, vai tā ir, ja?
Recently we had a lecture, and it was told that this prayer for Lord Mishinga is one of the oldest. Is it true?
It's very ancient, obviously. Anything in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Vedic scriptures, is very ancient, thousands of years old.
Jā, tā ir ļoti sena, un viss, kas ir šīm Bhagavatam, viss, kas saistās vedisko kultūru, tas ir tūkstošiem gadu sens.
Questions more?
Вопрос такой. Являются языки, на котором общаются люди на земле, этим эгоистическим принципом, mm-hmm. что основой всего является любовь. Язык Бога – это любовь, да? Являются наши языки несовершенные, являются ли они эгоистическими?
Tātad vai valodas, tātad Dieva valoda ir mīlestība. Tad jautājums, vai valodas, kurās runā dažādi cilvēki, vai tā ir egoisma izpausme?
Pasaulē,
vai tā ir egoisma izpausme?
The language of God is love. Does it mean that different languages people speak around the globe are a sign of selfishness? Because these languages are incomplete.
Actually, the language of God is Sanskrit. And the mood of God is love. So those who love God, they become in the same mood as God.
Tie, kas mīl Dievu, viņi nonāk tādā pašā noskaņojumā kā Dievs.
It doesn't matter what the language is. You may speak Russian.
Nav nekāda nozīme, kāda ir valoda, jūs varat runāt.
You may speak Latvian.
Vai latviski.
You may speak English.
Vai angliski.
That does not matter.
Tam nav nozīme.
But if you develop love of God, then you are speaking the same language.
Bet, ja jūs attīstat sevi mīlestību pret Dievu, tad jūs runājat vienā valodā.
So there is a truth to that, and God's language is love. There is a truth to your point that God's language is love. Anyone who becomes a lover of God, he speaks the same language as God, even if he doesn't know Sanskrit. Next question. Yeah.
Tātad vai šādu lielu garīgu svētku priekšvakaros jums ir kādi kārdinājumi, ja? Vai pārbaudījumi?
Izkušēņi ir kārdinājums.
Pārbaudījumi un kārdinājumi.
Kā būs izkušēņi kārdinājums angliski? Kā būs angliski kārdinājums?
Temptation,
ja?
The
question is, before such great auspicious days like today, Do you feel sometimes temptations or this will be pārbaudījumi, temptations or tests?
No. I feel enlivened that Lishinga Chaturdasi is coming. What a wonderful, wonderful time to increase my Krishna consciousness.
Nē, es jūtos pacilāts, ka tuvojas šī svētku diena un kas tā vēl arvien vairāk attīstīs man Krišnas apziņu.
Anything else? Yes.
But then what is the native language of Lord Chaitanya? Is it not Bengali? Is it not
He is bilingual.
Tur kāda ir kumbu Chaitanyas valoda, bet tā nav tad Bengali?
Actually, Krishna, whether he is Krishna or Chaitanya, they are unlimitedly lingual. They can speak, understand every language of every creature.
Krishna Chaitanya, viņiem neierobežotas iespējas nerunāt neierobežotas daudzās valodās, viņi var saprast katras dzīvās būtnes valodu.
They can understand the language of the birds.
Viņi var saprast būtņu valodu.
The language of the elephants.
Dzīvās valodu.
The language of every human species, every variety of human language, everything they understand. Sarva-gya. Krishna, or Lord Chaitanya, they know everything. They know what's going on in your mind at every minute. They don't need to speak your language to know what you're thinking about. So, you better think good thoughts. Yamaraj is also aware of what you're thinking about. Yamaraj has his book and Krishna has his book and they're noting down your activities. So, one must be careful not to be in the Yamaraj's book but to be in Krishna's book. So at the time of death, those gruesome looking fellows, the Yamadutas, will not be there to take you away. Next question.
Kā attīstīt sevi mīlestību pret visām dzīvajām būtnēm? How to develop a love to every living being?
That is a very nice question. If you want to love all living beings, you must develop your love for Krishna. Because everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. If you will develop your love for
Krishna,
then automatically you will feel love for all living beings. You will not see friend or enemy. But you'll see that everyone is the part and parcel of Krishna. And you will feel genuine love.
Un jūs jūtīsiet patiesu mīlestību.
What is that shloka? Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatva mam shantam richati. Krishna says, I am the supreme enjoyer. I am the supreme proprietor and I am the supreme friend.
Krishna saka, es esmu augstākais baudītājs. Es esmu augstākais, kam pieder viss. Un es esmu augstākais draugs.
And only one who realizes this can have peace.
Un tikai tas, kurš to apzinās, tikai tas var iegūt mieru.
Shri Bhagavan ki jai, Shri Radha Damodar ki jai, Shri Gornitai ki jai. So, Krishna is the best friend.
Un tā, Krishna ir vislabākais draugs.
But if you will fully surrender yourself to Krishna, you will also be the best friend of all living beings. Prabhupada signed every letter he wrote, your ever well wisher. It was not a false show. Prabhupada, his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, was truly the genuine well-wisher of every single living entity throughout all of existence. So if you will develop your love for Krishna, you will also become the well-wisher of all living beings. You will feel genuine compassion for every creature. Even the little ant. What to speak of a human being? Questions more? Yeah.
What do you answer to non-devotees who ask you about this picture of Nrisimhadev and his blood and blood? Is it your God you worship?
Tad mans jautājums ir, ko jūs atbildat tiem cilvēkiem, kas nav vāktas un kuri jautā, skatoties uz šo te asiņaino un zarnām apkārušos Nrisimhas attēlu jautājumu, tas ir jūsu dievs, kam jūs, ko jūs pielūdzat?
Actually, no one's ever asked me. You ask, what do I say? No one's ever asked me. So I don't know what I say.
Es nezinu, neviens man nav jautājis, to.
I don't pre-plan my answers.
May I ask?
But you're a devotee. Yeah. If a non-devotee asked me, is there any non-devotees in the crowd who don't understand what is this half-lion, half-man incarnation? I answer according to time, place, and circumstance. It depends the mood with which they ask the question. I don't have a standard, answer I give, and every situation is different. So all I can say, it depends on the mentality of the person who asked it and the place in which they asked it. But as an example, I would say something like this. This is the love of Krishna for his devotees. He'll do anything and everything to protect his devotees. You can tell them the story of Hiranyakashipu, what a horrible demon he was. He wanted to kill his own son. You can tell them all about the boons, and that's why the Lord appeared in such an unusual form.
Un jūs varat izstāstīt šo te stāstu par visām tām svētībām, ko viņš Hiranyakashipu saņēma.
You can tell him the original form of God is very beautiful and sweet to behold.
Un jūs varat pastāstīt, ka sākotnējā Dieva forma ir ļoti salda un brīnišķīga.
This fearsome form appeared for a certain purpose, to protect this boy from a demoniac father.
Un šī mežonīgā forma tika izpausta konkrētā gadījumā vienkārši, lai aizsargā
in this way you can explain. You have to be convinced that that is God yourself. If you are doubtful that that half lion, half man is God himself, they will be doubtful also when they hear your explanation. The main thing is you have to be completely convinced that this is God. If you have that conviction, you'll be amazed at how you can convince people. To put it in a short saying, conviction convinces. Next question. Yeah.
Bhaktivinoda Prabhu asked, may you give your blessings that we could successfully move to another part of this auspicious
I will give a concession. Yes, I will give a concession. But I, at the very beginning of the lecture, I told the story how Prabhupada kept us there in New Vrindavan until 1:30 in the morning. Devotees are waiting there with a breakfast. When will this be over so I can take the feast? And Prabhupada said, okay, now we will read Krishna book. One chapter was finished, and then we thought, oh, now we will take Vishadam. And Prabhupada said, next chapter. And finally, after three chapters, Prabhupada said, I think you are getting impatient. So I will say the same thing to you. I think you are getting impatient. But after Prabhupada said that, he allowed the devotees to take prasadam. So I will, following in the footsteps of his divine grace, I will allow you to take prasadam. Nishinga Bhagavan ki jai.
Sankarsana Prabhu ki
jai. Hare Krishna.